With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Debate over the constitutional amendment voters passed this year has now turned into a lawsuit filed with the Montana Supreme Court, Corin Cates Carney reports.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana, along with several county and attorneys associations, filed a lawsuit today to block the constitutional initiative known as Marcy's Law from taking immediate effect. The constitutional initiative expands the legal rights of crime victims and broadens the definition of what a victim is. Jim Taylor, ACLU's legal director, says Montana law requires that changes to the Constitution approved by ballot initiative go into effect in July of the following year. And he says officials need time to comply with these changes to the justice system.
That it's just physically impossible to get procedures in place to comply with the law immediately.
This year's voter information pamphlet stated that if passed, Marcy's Law would become effective immediately, but the initiative itself did not include a specific date of when it should take effect. As the state Supreme Court is asked to resolve this issue, the Montana Board of Canvassers, which certifies state election results, will meet Monday to try to come up with an agreement about when these victims' rights should be included in the state's constitution. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana officials working to identify and contain invasive mussel populations are prohibiting the launch or removal of boats and docks from the Tiber and Canyon Ferry reservoirs. The Independent Record reports the team created to respond to the concerns is also looking at whether drawing down the reservoirs might help control the issue. The Environmental Protection Agency says it plans to require mining companies to show they have the financial wherewithal to clean up their pollution so taxpayers aren't stuck footing the bill. Today's announcement follows a 2015 court order for the agency to enforce a long-ignored provision in the 1980s federal Superfund law. The requirement would apply to hard rock mining, which includes mines for precious metals and other ores. Companies can avoid cleanup costs by declaring bankruptcy. As a result, the EPA spent $1.1 billion on cleanup work and abandoning mining sites from 2010 to 2014. The National Mining Association says the new rule is unnecessary because existing programs prevent mines from becoming Superfund sites. The EPA is considering similar actions for additional industries, including chemical manufacturing, power generation, and petroleum refining. A southwestern Montana county government has agreed to pay $125,000 to a Mexican man who sued after he claimed he was raped in the Jefferson County Jail in Boulder. The Montana Standard reported Jefferson County officials and Ademio Orozco Ramirez have agreed to drop a federal lawsuit. According to court documents, Orozco Ramirez was being held on civil immigration charges in October 2013 when he said he was raped in his jail cell. He spoke little English and could not report the incident for 2 days until he was transferred to an Idaho facility where a booking officer spoke Spanish. He claimed in the lawsuit that the rape would not have occurred if the prison had followed the requirements of the Prison Rape Elimination Act. Jefferson County did not admit liability in the settlement. After an investigation, the county determined that no crime was committed against Orozco Ramirez. Orozco Ramirez is originally from the Mexican state of Michoacán and lived in Washington state before moving to Montana. He now faces deportation. His attorney is trying to get him permission to stay in the U.S. with a type of visa granted to crime victims who have suffered substantial mental or physical abuse and who cooperate with law enforcement investigations. The Missoulian is reporting that Denise Juneau is considering applying to become the next president of the University of Montana. Juneau is the outgoing superintendent of K-12 schools in Montana. She unsuccessfully ran to replace Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke in November. The Missoulian quotes Juneau as saying she has the qualifications and vision to run UM and that she sees the vacancy as an exciting opportunity. The university yesterday announced that six-year president Royce Engstrom will be stepping down at the end of this month. The school is conducting a nationwide search to replace him and hopes to have a new president in place by July. UM President Royce Engstrom released a statement to the university community via email today. Engstrom asked students and employees of the university to give Commissioner Clay Christian their full support. In the email, he writes, quote, "Many important decisions and opportunities lie ahead, and I am confident that, working together, UM will continue along its path to greatness," end quote. Sheil Stearns will be taking over the interim position until UM can hire a permanent replacement, which it hopes to do by July. According to a press release from the Blackfeet tribe, a tribal member who was fighting the Maple Springs fire in North Carolina was found dead Wednesday morning in his hotel room. Daryl Alden Vial was 51 years old. The 8-person camp crew he worked with was responsible for dispensing, distributing, and inventorying supplies for firefighters. They also loaded trucks and maintained buildings to keep the incident command post clean and organized. Val Norman, who oversaw the crew, said the crew's performance was, quote, exceptional, showing diligence in all aspects of their assignments, unquote. Vial's body is expected to return to his Blackfeet home on Monday, with an honor escort from St. Ignatius provided by the Blackfeet Fire Management Team. The cause of his death is unknown. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.